Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Hey guys, good morning. Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, you know what to do. The drill is share the souls of the people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. If they need to go back and listen to any of the broadcasts, they can just simply go to successwithnicola.com and click on Power Start Call. Now, you know, guys, this call, all companies, all teams are welcome, and we've been helping people, equipping them to take their spot at the top of network marketing. And why? Because network marketing is how I made my first seven figures, and that's how I earn a massive income now. But it's not about that. And network marketing is where I was able to start walking in my purpose, where I just begin to realize that I love to help people win. And I would do that for free. I always was one to share information with people freely. I don't understand people who sit on information, but obviously maybe that's not their call. I have to just be reminded of that, that that may not be their purpose, is to equip other people. That God said that's why he gave us our gift, but that might not be that person's purpose, so they don't have passion about helping other people really win. And so I know that it's mine. And in network marketing, I found that. But I see a lot of people able to walk in there and bloom because free enterprise is where you're able to really be who you are and hopefully also sharpen, get sharpened to become a better person. Personal development is huge. So this week's topic, we've been talking about the things you must know and do, you know, to really be a pro in network marketing. And we've been sharing some things. And so we got to go to the Word of God because a lot of people will do what feels good, and a lot of times what feels good is not the right thing. A lot of times we can only go off of the experiences that we've had, and we have to have some sort of foundation to go back to say, is this true? Are these principles? If you operate your business from a principle standpoint, no matter how long it takes you, you will end up taking your spot at the top because the principles will never not work. Principles will never not work. And so what are we talking about today, right? What are we talking about today as our scripture? Huge. Because our lesson on today is talking about teamwork. You must know how to play team. This is a team sport, network marketing. And we've talked about this before, identifying the team, but I need you to know that we're going to be coming out of Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and 9, which is extremely important. King Solomon now, remember who it is. You want to go back, and for those, you might be Bible readers, you might not be, it doesn't matter. The principles are going to work, and if you're one that say Jesus Christ is not my Lord and Savior, just call this one of your instructional books, just like you picked up Think and Grow Rich, and you'll find some powerful mysteries unlocked to you about life, about wealth, about a lot of other things. I just choose to believe the entire book and its ultimate author. But Ecclesiastes 4:9 is going to talk about why two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. King Solomon wrote that, and you just need to understand that when people work together, their strength can double, and even when it comes to synergy, it can even be at the 10 times. And we have to be able to pray and ask God to show us how to play team, because in this world, where I tell a lot of people, network marketing is kind of opposite. It's opposite of what a lot of people have been trained in corporate America, in school, you know, all these things. People compete for one spot at the top. And in network marketing, it's not that. And some people get really threatened when they see people at the top. And there's no reason for that. I need you guys to understand, if you play team, you will move a lot faster by playing team than playing as an individual. And so you need to know that the rewards are great when there is unison in harmony. And so playing team is huge, and it's something you must do in network marketing. So let's go to the Lord and ask him to show us how we can do that. Father God, we come before you honoring you on this day because you're amazing. You're awesome. You're so big. You're so mighty. There's no one above you. Dear Lord, on this day, as we give you our praise, the fruit of our lips, letting the world know, oh, Father God, that we know that anything good and all the wealth comes from you. Deuteronomy 8:18 proves it so. We've tested you, oh, dear Lord, the same creation. You created us, and we have the nerve to test you. But you've proven right that if we operate in your rights and your principles, according to Matthew 6:33, we said you told us to seek you first, the kingdom, in righteousness, and in all the things will be added. And when we do that over and over and over, the blessings are so big, it's overtaken us. But some of us can't see it as so, dear Lord, so we ask you through your Holy Spirit to teach us and bring all these things into remembrance so we can understand what you're trying to do in our lives here and even the opportunity of network marketing, where we get to show who you are through what we do. We're thanking you right now to becoming great examples for your kingdom. We'll never be ashamed of who you are, who we are. We're going out to do great exploits in your name. They'll know who sent us. But we thank you, oh dear Lord, that we don't have to go in alone. Even though they can't see, we thank you for your mighty soldiers, your angels that go in with us to create big things. As our mind is staying on you and our assignment, you know, all the other things that you will be taking care of. You're going before us, making those crooked paths straight even now. We're thanking you for each and every servant on the line that's seeking your word so they can go out. So they can go out and execute in a major way. As our heart is being circumcised and our mind is being cleaned so that we can go forward and help your people. We honor you on this day and every single day. And we bless your holy name and seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Guys, hope you guys are feeling really good this morning. I know I am. God is good. He allowed me to wake up this morning and just to think, I was so grateful. I went to drop Caden off to school. And when I got there, my mom, oh, my gosh, this woman is so amazing. Yesterday, she had made some fresh berries and juices and stuff, and she knew that I started my little journey back to where I know I should be, taking care of me wholeheartedly and even my health. And she is definitely all about her health. She is going to the gym, and she dropped off my fresh pressed berry juice and to the school. So when we came out, such a family, the director of the school came out and said, "Hey, Mom, dropped this off for you." And she just said, "Tell you she loves you," and I know she does, and she just amazing. And it brought me back, and I want to say shout out to my man, I met Hazel out there, because yesterday he sent me a little inbox on Instagram and reminded me. He sent me a video of my first experience with team. And it was already that God told me that today we were going to be talking about team. And for Ahmed to send that to me in my inbox, I literally started tearing up and remembering the days. He sent me a video of the girls jumping double dutch. And for those who don't know, I shared this a while ago that I was on a team a junior team. We were mentored. Mentorship is so important. And you do have to be mentored on how to play team, but we were mentored by those Double Dutch superstars who ended up even on the McDonald's commercial many, many years ago in the 80s. And we were their junior team. And it was two teams that used to always be like either one would be one place. Sometimes they would have to do like jump off or whatever where they'd both be like first place, but they might, and one team might win. And it was, you know, Sparkles. And the other team was called Jumping with Magic. So they merged together, Sparkles, Jumping with Magic, and we were their junior team. And I can remember even one of those mentors, she was the baddest jumper. And her whole body, she had actually come through where she had had burns. She was a burn victim. So her skin, hands, everything, she was a burn victim. But she was one of the most confident people I've ever met in my life. And she was a champion in Double Dutch, and she taught us how to be a champion. And when I can look and say, wow, she went through a fire, and she was still teaching people how to win. That was my first experience with being on a team. Coming out of elementary school and going into middle school when I was on that team. People around me didn't know how big it was, even including my mom. It was, I had to get that permission for that extracurricular activity to stay after school and practice. And we practice daily. And when they try you out, they're going to put the best foot forward. Now, a lot of people wanted to be on that junior team, but they didn't make it. And I made it on the team, and they had what is called the singles and the doubles. And the singles team would be with three players, and the doubles team was with four. And the doubles would mean that at some point in time, there's two people jumping the rope together. You're talking about you got to be in unison to do that. But they're not just only jumping together. How we made it to world champions, we had to do tricks and things like that. And I can remember I wanted to be a jumper, meaning I didn't just want to turn the rope. I wanted to be a jumper. And then they had to show me that, listen, if we don't have a strong arm like what you have, Nicola, if we don't have, it was Nikki back then, Nikki, if we need you, you are a great jumper, but you're an excellent turner. And we need you because you got the stamina. Your arms are strong, and you're able to turn. We had to turn fast because the girl had to jump so many jumps per minute. And then after that, I'd have to turn even on the double team, and we did speed drills. We did tricks where people had to turn, and you had to turn. It was methodical. It looked like it was easy to do, but it was methodical. And me and the other turner, we would have to turn methodically. We'd have to be in unison watching the jumpers as they're doing tricks. And in the beginning, I wanted to be a jumper. You are one of the strongest turners. It can seem like the jumpers who got all of the praise, who got all of the accolades. The jumper is who, when we were done, most of the time, that was the person holding the trophy, and we had to support. What you talking about, Willis? If I wasn't turning, it wouldn't have been no jumping. Pride. And my coach had to say, listen, we right, but we're a team. And the team won because we all played our part. Now, the team won because people who played their part at the best were in the position that was required. Because if we put the jumpers on the turning and the turners on the jumping, we wouldn't be world champions. Now, in this game of network marketing, a lot of people have to be taught how to play team. And I'm going to tell you this right here. You. I'm not talking about people at the top. I'm talking to you who is striving to get to the top. When we're telling you about your daily method of operation, and part of that You may be instructed to do three-way calls. That's learning how to play on a team. Some people want to try to go it alone so they will be able to sing from the rooftop, "I did it all by myself." But is that what we want to duplicate in network marketing? Absolutely not. You will be exhausted. This is a game of leverage. So leverage will mean that you can't do it all by yourself and get to the top and stay at the top. Team. You don't understand that even in the beginning with your daily method of operation, that when you can actually follow the system and call for a three-way call, or you can actually even plug your people into wherever the masses are winning, that you're playing team. I want you to know that playing team is taught, is learned. Very few people came into this earth with someone else out of their mother's womb. Even twins don't come out at the same exact time. So individuality, feel, is the only highest esteem. But if you want to look into the highest and most successful people, even if someone's face is in the front, there's always a team. Everyone on the team is extremely vital, especially the ones who play. Thing you must learn to do. Even attending your weekly meetings is playing team. Should I attend if I have no one? Well, how else are you ever going to play team to the highest level? How else will you now be able to leverage it at some point in time? Then you move to the front of the room where now the team is able to depend on you. You must know how to play team. This is something someone must tell you about success in network marketing, because most people team, and that's why most people don't make it to the top and stay at the top in this industry. They may play team for a certain amount of time, and it starts getting a little, I got to go back to who I was for the last 50 years. I haven't many years that you played solo, and I'm going to let you know right now, we were all there. Everyone is a work in progress. But I have a question for you. If you are doing something great, but someone can show you how you could become amongst the greatest, because my mom would always say things, she'd say it's always good, better, best. You might be doing good, but you could do better. And then you could become amongst the best. Would you want somebody to tell you how you can become the best? Let's open up. Let's open up the lines on this morning, because I'm sharing with you, and you might say, this is the training. I need you to take note right now. How many three-way calls have you done in the last 72 hours? I need you to take note right now of the last 6 months. How many of your weekly meetings have you attended? How many of your time, your team calls are you attending? How many of your team members are attending the calls? And then you will know if this teamwork training was for you. Oh, you're not monitoring that? You don't know how many people on your team are getting on the calls or at the meetings? Oh. A major training went forward and you only had but a few people in the room that were on your team. You need teamwork training. Let's open up. Let's open up the call. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's get here. Let's get here, guys. Let's get here. Come on. Come on. Gemma. Gemma. Gemma, hey, Gemma, let's go in here. One moment, guys. We coming. It's a glorious morning. Oh, the coffee was so good this morning. Good morning. Let's open up. Good morning. We playing team this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Nicola, this is Sandra. I don't know. Anyway, I'm overwhelmed by the lesson this morning, and I'm surprised I got a chance to share because I was like, I really want to share this, and I didn't see how it fit, but now it's making a lot of sense to me. I read this article this week about multi-level marketing and how the failure rate is about 97% over the last 10 years. So when I read that, my heart sunk, and I started to get discouraged. And it was so funny, my 14-year-old son, you know, because he sees me working and trying my best to, you know, incorporate this business with everything else I have going on. And he was like, Mommy, don't believe that article. It's a salad. I said, what do you mean a salad? He said, some of it's fact, some of it's opinion, but it's all mixed up. Nothing to do with you. And then after he said that to me, I remember at the Synergy Conference, which has been motivating me, that slide at the end that said, and I don't remember who presented, but it said, you know, the devil comes and says, you'll never withstand the storm. But the warrior says, I am the storm. Remember that?
Of course.
So pulling these two things together, part of what I'm realizing is the reason it is 97% over the last 10 years is because of what you're talking about. We don't think team. I haven't thought team. I set up a whole, and I'll be honest with you because I do pride myself in, or I do try to be as honest as I can. So I've been working really, really hard to do this seminar that I'm doing on Saturday, and I haven't told anybody. I told probably Glenn, who brought me in, but called on you for help. I haven't. And so what is that, you know, like you like to say, where is that coming from? What is that all about? But I think you're right. We're so used to working alone. I've been, you know, everything I've had to do was by myself since I was little. I almost don't know how to play team. And it's really getting me to think why that failure rate's so high, because you're right. Most of us don't know how to play team. All of us are trying to jump, but somebody has to do the rope. If nobody
there you go.
Is doing the rope, how can we play? We can't even compete.
There you go.
So thank you. I mean, I just want to thank you again for doing this. I know it's God ordained, but you had to be obedient, and it's teaching me a lot, not only about my own obedience, but, you know, really, if I am going to be that storm, if I truly am going to be a part of the 3%, then I got to make some changes. And they may not be easy changes, and that's just real. So that's what
there
I have
to say. There we go. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sandra. And, you know, Sandra, you shared. You said, I didn't reach out to anybody. And that's the thing, you know, people want to say, I got a 22-year-old son, and, you know, they go through some stuff in between about 18 and 22. Though I think probably 18 to probably that 23, 24 probably is the hardest years for especially young men. And that, you know, them coming into manhood legally, they say they're a man, but they still need mommy and daddy for so many things. And, you know, curfew now, probably there's none after a certain time. And then you're like, oh, it's always a curfew because you live here. Okay, well, I want to go get my own house, but I can't afford it. And then they come back. And it's something about that in the standpoint of they want to be able to say, I had this success, nobody can help me. I did this all on my own. And I can never say that. Even though when I paid all my bills, But without me even living in a household where my mama told me that it was important to pay who you owe, pay him on time, that it was important to, that still helped me. That still shaped me. In tough situations where my mama say, don't matter how bad it is, tell the truth. That still helped me. That still shaped me. She doesn't have to pick up and do my three-way calls for me for my mama to say that she helped me in my business. The character, the reason I have credibility is because my mama shaped me, or someone shaped me, my mentor shaped me. I'm telling you guys right here, playing team is not only, my mama's still on my team, and she ain't even on my team. My mentors are still on my team. They're not even on my team. I need you guys to understand that number one, team is not only who directly affects your income, because then it doesn't, it comes away from servitude at that moment. When you serve, and you serve freely. Let's go here. We're at 330-330-3911. Good morning. Are you there? Good morning. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. I think I heard them. We're going to 843-6413. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. My name is Keisha. Hi, how are you?
How are you? Good morning.
Good. Like, I have been listening to you probably for almost a month now. Like, I joined FES. It's been about a month, and I've been having a difficult time because I think, like, I needed to work more on personal development, but is I've also been feeling, I guess, kind of alone, just like Sandra said, as far as the team. And the reason for me is my upline, like I got into the business from somebody in Chicago that I don't even know. So here in South Carolina, I live in Charleston, South Carolina, like I don't have any of the nightly or the weekly overviews that, you know, that I could go to or seminars. But, of course, I've been listening in at night, listening to you. I've been going online and, you know, just kind of going into my back office, reading. I've been reaching out to a lot of people, getting a lot of people to respond as well, but just not getting a lot of commitment. And so I started kind of working, like I said, on me. I also joined because I've been following you and watching who you, who your mentors are. So, like, I've even joined Ray Higdon's Rank Makers and just different things to try to even catapult me to the next level. My husband also joined, so he's an agent along with me, but I almost feel stuck. So we're trying to, you know, take a different, I guess, avenue as how to reach out to people.
Mm-hmm.
What
this is that? Well, I can tell you one of the things is that being like a person who may not be, and I do know that there are some people who have something going on in Charleston. We can find that out. Are you inside of our group page? Where did you ever request, hey, is anybody in Charleston that's also in the team? Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's number one. You could do that. And then number two, you could say, okay, our DMO talks about doing events, and then now it says weekly. You could even do what is called a private business reception. This is where most teams are started, okay? Most teams are started in someone's home or at a maybe Starbucks, what have you. We're even actually about to do a what is called the 1 to 10 PBR challenge. And I don't want to go as deeper into what we do specifically, but if you are, because this is a call that there are people on this call who are not in companies, and I would ask the leaders to please not call companies out, because I want to help network marketing as an industry as a whole. And so although, yeah, I'm working a specific company, I know that my calling is much larger than that because people are struggling in a lot of other companies. So what you want to do is know you need to plug in and you need to ask. You need to ask.
Okay.
Most people have not received help because they never asked for the help. Right? So if you're in a group and you see tons of people winning and you never opened your mouth up to say, you know what? Hey, is there any assistance here? And I'm glad today you asked. You did the perfect thing because you would have never gotten the answer. Hey, ask, is there anyone in the area, number one. Number two, the whole process, we went through that. We said your daily method of operation, your weekly meetings, and it goes into your monthly meetings and your regional. Well, the first thing you do is, okay, if you're doing things daily, the next thing you need to do is to send them to whatever it is daily, whether you have your webinars or calls. And the next thing is you should have a private business reception, somewhere where people can meet you face-to-face and you're actually able to go through your 5-5-5 formula. And then you ask a question. But this is where you call. If you got somebody who finds you up in Chicago, that person, I just did a video on that, that person can go in on a Zoom or FaceTime and close those people who are sitting in a room. The person in Chicago can still do a group call with your people after they've watched the videos or after they've gotten off of a webinar and put all your people who are still on the fence on a line and do Q&A and do a close. Technology is powerful, okay? Technology is powerful. I have created top leaders in other states that are not even living in the state with me because of them following the system and playing teams. You create the atmosphere, and then you ask the leader, hey, we're going to be doing this. Can I get some assistance on the close? Because you're doing an awesome job because you are piquing the interest. You're doing the invitations. You're doing the exposure, and you're saying I'm getting people who are saying yes, but I'm not getting a commitment. Listen, this is the exact system I'm talking about, Stacia. That's your name, right?
Stacia. Yes, ma'am.
Is that your name, Stacia? Yes. See, I listen very closely. So, Stacia, what you're supposed to do is that's saying that you're having a challenge in the response area or the remote or the enrollment area, right? Our seven-step system. So you need to say, I'm getting people to the information, which is huge because some people can't even get into that. I'm even getting them on the phone to get a response, but I'm not getting an answer. Well, they need to be able to look at, are you getting enough people in the information so your ratios are proper to get a response if you're using your player sublist? Or let me do the close for you. That means you're not able to close, so you need help to close. Play team and get someone on the line to do the close for you. Hear how that close goes. Hear how they handle objections for you, and then you'll learn. And then now you'll start building a team, and you might move from a PBR to a weekly meeting. And then now you have team members who can collaborate and play team to help you pay for that meeting. This is what we're talking about the growth of team. Teamwork does make the dream work. It's not a cliche. It's not a cliche. Come in on a team, hit up inside the group, and I'll make sure. Did you see? I don't know if you're in our group. If you're not, it was a lady who was asking, hey, I'm in Nashville. Is anyone in Nashville? Mm-hmm. Because she said that, I went in the group, hey, family, anybody in Nashville? And one of our top leaders went right under there and tagged someone else in Nashville.
Okay.
Fine. And we'll be looking out for you. Go in the group, hit it up, and then I'm going to support you. The rest of the leaders are going to support you. Thank you for at least asking. Very powerful.
Thank you.
That's really good, guys. Listen, you want to definitely give, you know, Stacia, I would say, like a virtual high five because, you know, at least she's asking. She's asking. She said, I've been listening, but now is my time. It's time for me to go to the next level. Let's go back here, 330, last 43911. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Nicola. How are you?
Excellent. Good.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for coming back. My name's Mary, and this is my first time on the call. And I was like, oh, I missed it. So I really do appreciate that. And I really, I've been on. I retired about 2 months ago. So I've been on the call since I retired because I had to be at work at 8 o'clock previously. And you have just been such a blessing to me,
thank
to
you.
My family, and to my business.
Thank you.
So
thank you so
I
much, Mary.
I appreciate that. And the team is so important because I do see you as my team and my local leaders here and the team that I'm starting to build.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I just, God, for adding you in this call and for helping me to see how he's guiding us all.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mary. Thank you so much. And, you know, guys, listen, you know, this stuff that we're talking about, we hear it, and but a lot of people don't listen, right? We hear it. And when you're listening to Mary, she said, listen, I just retired, and you can hear the emotion in her voice to say, wow, a team. Wow, to know other people are here who are rooting for my success, not based off of how is it affecting their bottom line, but how they can just help. If we could get there, and I know people say, oh, here go this, make a world a better place stuff. That's why we're in the turmoil we're in, because people don't understand team. Not only in network marketing, but even in the world, they don't understand, even in the human race, that we're all on the same team. And people are failing miserably because of it. Let's up the success rate, focus on the main things, which is how can you serve at whatever capacity that God placed you in. Who would have known that he would have had me leading large organizations when all I was doing was I was the turner? They said, we need your strong arm. The other ones can't turn as long as you. They don't have the stamina. They don't have the persistence. And the turner is who's directing and leading the jumpers with eye movements, even with my head, all sorts of things. Had no clue what God had in store. The same way with you. Play team at the position God plays you, puts you in now. Because the promotions come from him, not people. You guys have a blessed day.